This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
And this weekend, Roseburg's First Presbyterian Church with a big celebration. Pastor Vicki Brown in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So 150 years, that is a pretty great milestone.
Yesterday, August 3rd, was the 150th anniversary of the church's founding.
Now, Roseburg was a very different place in
1873.
Man, and you had mentioned, we were talking before we went on here, even about back then, the number of cars. Well, 1873, there probably weren't any.
Weren't any, but the first sanctuary was built where the Grand Hotel is now on Cass and Rose back in there. And when they decided to build the current church, they sold that building to someone who decided to open a garage in town, because what I've heard is there were 9 cars in town and they thought they might have some business.
So. 9 cars in Roseburg, and things were bustling.
And that would have been 1908, 1909.
Wow. So the congregation, 150 years, the current building, 1909. Do you know much about what went into deciding the architectural style? Because it really is one of Roseburg's most unique buildings.
You know, I don't know how they decided on the style. They spent a couple of years making the decision to move the church to a different location a couple blocks away. I did read that the total cost of building that brick sanctuary and a manse, a house for the pastor to live in next door, was $15,000 at that time.
Wow, and that was big money.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
Now, the building right downtown, of course, has been home to the church, but also with the acoustics in your sanctuary there, it has also found a home for a lot of cultural and arts organizations, a lot of choirs and all of that.
Yes, and we are happy to host those wonderful concerts and really promote live music in our community. The Vintage Singers were founded there by Steve Beathen a lot of years ago, vintage years ago. We have orchestra concerts, and it's a wonderful place to listen to music or make music.
Yeah, and for unmiked music, essentially, you've got just incredible acoustics, and it's things sound really good in there. So talk about, how long have you been at the church?
Oh, I came in May of 2000, so 23 years.
So that is quite a long time. How have you seen things evolve since you've been here?
The church continues to be a part of the community, welcoming people. The groups may change. We may host different groups, but that remains the same. It's changed, but it's the same too. There's a deep consistency in service and welcome.
Now, you brought in a huge pamphlet. Pamphlet's not even the right word. A book,
a
basically,
book.
About because you're part of the National Register of Historic Places, right?
Yes, there was a team that got together. Boy, I should have looked up when that was. Let's see. Oh, December 1987, and they submitted an application to be a part of the National Historic Registry.
So. And a lot of information about that. Now, if people come Saturday, talk about what's going to be happening during your open house.
The open house goes from 11 to 2, and there will be people from the congregation stationed throughout the building, all 3 stories and in the sanctuary, and we're just hoping people can walk around and poke in the corners and see a building they may not have seen before.
It's interesting, you know, one of the elements, architecture changes over the years. One thing about when this was built that is different than modern standards is that you've got your main entrance, what I would call a really steep staircase. It's amazing how that was done, and very common back then.
It's a very steep staircase, so we do on the other side of the building have a ramp and a safer entrance for all people. So yeah, come up the ramp if you'd like, and that door will be open as well.
I think years ago I didn't notice that, so maybe that means I've gotten older or something, but the last time I was over there I thought, gosh, this is rather steep. It's a great architectural style. How would you describe the church?
I've heard it as Victorian Gothic, but I'm not an architecture expert, so.
Well, it's definitely one of the unique parts of Roseburg. What drew you to this area?
Well, my husband and I had been serving churches in the Rogue Valley, and we felt called to serve a church together as co-pastors. And this congregation was looking for two pastors, and so we were meshed together, and it's been a wonderful place for us to be.
Well, First Presbyterian Church. Now, let's talk about Sunday. What's going to be happening as part of this special weekend?
Sunday, we'll have a very festive worship service with our bell choir, with a trombone quartet, our vocal choir. Dr. Jason Heald has composed three pieces of music that will be featured in the service. We have a lot of people visiting from out of town, people that may have been members and moved away, other clergy that have been part of the congregation.
And of course, one of the other elements that shifted, especially during the pandemic, was being online.
Yes, we shifted to that. We continue to have our worship on live streamed and then on our website, Facebook page.
What was that like when you had to start it? That was like essentially getting hit over the head with reality that you really didn't want to face, I imagine.
No, but we immediately shifted using our phones at first and Facebook Live and reaching out to our congregation and learned as we went and just made various shifts and idea changes and then found a format that works.
All right, very good. First Presbyterian Church of Roseburg, 150 years as of yesterday. Pastor Vicki Brown, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.